It's the Big Show.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to their website. Check out their show listings, GranadaTheater.com. We have five candidates this week, but before we get to this week's list, I wanted to review last week's biggest show coming to town because I went on Sunday night to the American Airlines Center to see the Black Keys. And what a great show it was.
Great.
Opening act was Jake Bugg, British singer-songwriter. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
He was really good.
Yeah.
Had a really weird, unique voice, but it was really cool.
Check him out.
And had some great songs, and so got to take in some of his fine work. And this is the second time that I've seen the Black Keys this year. George, you and I and Corby saw them in New York at the Super Bowl, and they were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize this, but my buddy Sean that I went to the show with, he said, you know, you've actually seen them another time. And it was 3 years ago, maybe, when Kings of Leon played here at JEXA.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, do you remember I wanted to get there early because of the opening act? Well, these guys were the opening act that night. So I don't even remember. Now, once he jogged my memory, I did recall it. But mm-hmm. So this is actually the third time I've seen them. We had great seats. We were down really low. They're the seats I told you that you could buy on Ticketmaster, but that you had to use your credit card to get in. It's an anti-scalper movement that a lot of bands are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I remember at the time I bought them, and I thought, well, if I don't go, I can always sell them. You can't sell them. You got to go, which is fine because the concert was great and I wanted to see them, but it's another one of those events that I've been to this year where you don't have a ticket. You just go to the door at the AAC and they swipe your credit card and they print out your seat assignments.
It's crazy.
And that's how you get in, yeah.
But it's so much better than leaving more tickets to that secondary market, though.
Yep.
They get marked up to $500 a piece.
Mm-hmm. So they played 21 songs, they played 18, and then they did an encore, and the encore was fantastic. They did my two favorite songs, Weight of Love and Turn Blue from the new album, and they did Little Black Submarines, and that was the last song they did, and it was phenomenal.
We all live in a black submarine.
I didn't see them, but the Bob Sturm show and Corby were also there, and I gave the show 7 thumbs straight up and 1 thumb 3/4 of the way up.
What was that first song you mentioned?
Weight of Love.
The Weight of Love.
That's the look. That's the look. That sounded cool. Was her sound really good?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it sounded like in different parts
earplugs.
Of the arena. Well, I do wear earplugs because of my tinnitus, but you can hear great through earplugs at mm-hmm. a rock concert.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's still like having the volume cranked on your stereo.
Like everyone should wear.
When will we go to personal headphones? Everyone just wears Bluetooth headphones. They don't need a bunch of big PAs and things like that.
And they just hear the mix from the board?
Yeah, you get a nice mix from the board.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
Just somebody should at least try it.
I'd be okay
in a smaller
that.
Venue, mm-hmm. little 2,000-seat venue, or heck, the Kessler. Something small like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Bluetooth concert.
Interesting.
So anyway, great show the other night at the AAC, and that was our biggest show last week.
Mm-hmm.
What will be the biggest show coming to town this week? All right, let's go through the list. Candidate number one is tonight at the Winspear Opera House in Dallas. Chrissy Hynde.
Wow. By herself, huh?
Yes, the
middle name is Beatrice.
Lead singer of the Pretenders. Love her voice. Very unique.
Didn't they lose a battle with Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, I don't think they won that.
Nice voice. Who is she married to?
Jim Kerr of Simple Minds.
That's
was.
Right. And did you know that what is the Simple Minds' most hated song?
Hmm.
Don't You Forget About Me.
It's a great song.
It's an awesome song.
How's
but they hated,
hated
it. They hated it.
They hated it.
Yeah, they wanted to pass on it, and I believe their record label made them record it.
It's a phenomenal
we
song.
We may not have heard of them had they not recorded that song.
Yeah. And you know who wrote they wrote it for? Not the Simple Minds, but the songwriter.
Who?
Billy Idol. And when you listen to it, you can hear how it's clearly a Billy Idol song. Hmm. And he later did record it.
I could see that.
Let's see if I can find it for you.
It's anyway, it's little Chrissy tradition. Hine that's in town.
Yeah, has nothing really to do with Simple Minds.
She is 63 now.
Wow.
Our candidate, too.
Still hot?
You know, I haven't seen her
lately.
Or was
she ever, I think, is more the...
Yeah.
Important question.
Yeah, I can't really answer that right now.
I confused her with Pat Benatar. Were they the same person?
They had the same hair for a while.
They were not the same person, though.
All right. Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week.
You there?
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Now, why do you think that?
Won't you come see about me?
Yeah, why is he doing fake Billy Idol?
Well, he's... Alright, it sounds a little karaoke Billy Idol.
Yeah. Oh, it's Popeye this thing.
It does sound like Popeye.
Why is
What's he doing?
That? Do you have it pitched up?
No, this is it.
That's the way Popeye sounds. I'll get us back
together. Oh, that sounds just horrible. Sorry about that. It sounded much better in the Simple Minds version, I think.
All right, Canada 2, biggest show coming to town. Also tonight at the House of Blues, the reigning American Idol winner, Chris Allen.
Yeah, he's good.
I think he's the reigning winner. Maybe he was... Maybe it was two seasons ago.
Or one.
Sometimes you fall down, can't get back up. Or hiding behind.
What is again?
House of Blues.
How come we don't say I love you enough till it's too late?
Woo!
It's not too late.
But
I'm so hungry for the food that won't come.
Alright, that's Candidate 2. Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town. Wednesday night at the Verizon Theater, Slayer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, it's loud.
Jeez, what happened? Hey, Rich.
Rain in blood. God hates us all.
I hear our...
Wait, hold on. Norm's doing one of his poems.
Go insane.
Let me read you their album discography over the years. These are the albums they've released. Show No Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hell Awaits. Rain, R-E-I-G-N, In Blood. South of Heaven. Seasons in the Abyss.
That's a song.
Undisputed Attitude.
Hmm. Totally.
God Hates Us All.
Mark.
Christ Illusion.
With an A or an I?
I.
Oh, no.
And their latest release was World Painted Blood.
Okay.
Hey, Rich.
It's a joke band.
It's a bit.
It's a bit. That bit has made them a ton of money.
Yeah.
Okay, but they know it's a bit, right?
Okay, and certainly you've enjoyed some of their singles over the years, including Angel of Death, Postmortem, Criminally Insane, Serenity and Murder, I Hate You, Stain of Mind,
Stain,
Eyes of the Insane, Psychopathy Red, Hate Worldwide, and of course, World Painted Blood.
Don't get it.
for the Dick Hicks of the world, though, they're considered to be in the upper crust.
The Beatles?
Of this.
This is Rich Phillips' Beatles?
Yes. This is their most noted love song we're listening to now.
This one's Serenity and Murder.
Oh, nice.
Serenity and Murder.
Really nice.
Is it Serenity in Murder or and?
In. Like you find Serenity in Murder.
These are human beings we're talking about, right? This is us all working towards the goal of love.
Yes.
That's great.
All right, and that's also candidate number three. Candidate four, Thursday night at Verizon, the comedic stylings of Amy Schumer.
She's funny.
If you're healthy enough for sexual activity. If you have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, call me. Hi, I'm Amy Schumer, and you can buy lab coats on eBay. An erection that won't go away is considered a medical emergency, but in my book, it's more of a medical opportunity. Here in my state-of-the-art facility, you and I will handle this situation together. How much does it cost? Free. No insurance? Me neither. Never have. Probably never will. Medically induced erections are nothing to be ashamed of. You should be proud, and more importantly, you should be on your way over here. If I can't wrestle that gator down, no doctor will be able to. So please, for your health, call the emergency number on your screen right now. It's my number. Oh. Hi, this is Amy. Yes, I'm available. Oh, it already went down? Just from hearing my voice? You sure? Well, thank you for... Hello? Okay, that was the wrong number. You can call me literally anytime, 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm available at midnight on New Year's for the last 3 years.
Okay.
That's kind of funny.
That was her funny,
okay,
was funny part.
You shut up because you decided right at the beginning you weren't going to laugh, and I saw you stifle some smiles. Watch her show. She actually does some really, really smart comedy. Really funny stuff. A lot of it very uncomfortable.
It was funny. I can't wrestle that gator down, nobody can.
Now, for those of you who say there are not funny females,
here's your proof right here. Yeah.
No.
This is
I'm telling you,
Exhibit A.
Watch her show. She has a lot of funny stuff.
What show?
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central.
Yeah, it's called Inside Amy Schumer. It's on Comedy Central.
It's very good.
All right, and candidate five, biggest show coming to town, Friday night at the Granada Theater, it's Leon Russell.
Dang, how old is he now?
72.
I thought he was 72 back in 1963.
Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011.
I'm up on Taiwan.
He's greatness.
One side's ice and one is fire.
I like this song.
It's a circus game.
You still have crazy long gray beard.
It appears so. Although I'm looking at a picture of him circa 1980.
Last time I saw him, I think he still had it.
Man, he looked 72 in 1980.
Yeah.
Didn't I say that?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right. I'll give credit to Rhines.
Did you use the exact year, 1980?
I said 63.
Oh, okay.
So what did he use?
Isn't this, I thought this was Nick Wallenda's song.
Well, I don't think so.
You're just too blind to
you're an idiot.
See?
It was kind of a gratuitous comment. But.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town. Is it candidate one tonight at the Windspear, Chrissy Hynde? Candidate two tonight at the House of Blues, Chris Allen? Candidate three Wednesday at Verizon, Slayer? Candidate 4, Thursday at Verizon, Amy Schumer, or candidate 5, Friday at the Granada, Leon Russell. George.
I'll vote for Leon Russell.
Porto.
Well, I'm going to be there, so I'm going to vote Amy Schumer.
Sean? Sean?
I'll be there.
Amy Schumer.
Thank you, Sean.
Jeff.
Yes.
I'll go with Slayer.
Fernando.
Amy Schumer.
Thank you, Fernando. We'll all go, well, I would say we'll all go together. But
I'm going to go Slayer.
Not exactly my party crew.
But I'm outvoted. 3 votes to 2 to 1. Biggest show Thursday at Verizon, Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.